試験監督者は音量及び室内の聞こえ具合を確認してください。2024年度第3回実用英語技能検定1級リスニングテスト。ただいまから1級リスニングテストを行います。これからお話しすることについて質問は受けませんので、よく注意して聞いてください。なお、リスニングテスト放送中に音飛びや騒音があった場合は、発生した問題のトラックの初めに戻し、やり直します。しかしながら、万が一、教室監督者が気づかない場合は、速やかに手を挙げてお知らせ願います。このテストでは、テストの方法と注意事項がすべて英語で放送されます。
The listening test for the Grade 1 examination is about to begin. Listen carefully to the directions. You will not be permitted to ask questions during the test. This test has four parts. All of the questions in these four parts are multiple choice questions. For each question, choose the best answer from among the four choices written in your test booklet. On your answer sheet, find the number of the question and mark your answer. You are permitted to take notes for every part of this listening test. Now, here are the directions for part 1. In this part, you will hear 10 dialogues, number 1 through number 10. Each dialogue will be followed by one question. For each question, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The dialogue and the question will be given only once.
Now we will begin the Grade 1 listening test. Number 1.
It's amazing that your catering firm is beating most of the competition easily, despite the fact that you have no website.
A lot of entrepreneurs put too much emphasis on social media marketing when they'd be better off focusing on building real relationships and providing an honest service.
So your strategy is to build a following with your brand and let your customers spread the word about your business?
Exactly. We've made a huge effort to cultivate relationships with our clients over the years, which has really paid off.
Question. What reason does the man give for his company's success?
Number 2.
What did you think of Madison's remarks during the meeting?
She certainly has a way of dismissing others' ideas without much consideration. I couldn't believe what she said about Rick's suggestion for the budget.
It's unfortunate when someone fails to recognize the value of different perspectives.
Absolutely. There needs to be a respectful atmosphere where people can speak freely if you want a meeting to be successful.
You're right. It would really make things better around here if she learned some humility.
Question. What do the people imply about Madison?
Number 3.
Thanks for agreeing to be interviewed on my radio show tomorrow. I'm excited to speak with someone who's launched such an innovative business, and at such a young age, too.
It's an honor. I'm sorry my schedule didn't allow it earlier. I've tuned in to every episode of your show.
You must be familiar with the format, then. But let me walk you through the questions I will ask.
An overview would be great. That'll help me sort out what I want to say and how best to articulate it.
Question. What will the woman likely do next?
Number 4.
I'd like to get this watercolor painting framed, please.
Certainly. You'll need to have a frame custom made, though, since it's not a standard size.
That's fine. I'm not a big fan of the pre-made options anyway.
All these materials hanging behind me are the frame materials that are available. Let me know if you want a price estimate for any of them.
Okay. By the way, please keep in mind that the paper is extremely delicate.
Of course. The framing process won't harm it at all.
Question. What is the woman concerned about?
Number 5.
Brentwick Real Estate. Gwen speaking.
Hello, this is Trent Sturridge. I'm calling to find out the status of my offer on the Green Street property.
I'm afraid the owner got 5 offers on the house, yours included, and rejected them all. He's taking bids, but unless you're willing to offer $50,000 more, you'll probably be out of luck.
I see. I'd be willing to offer $30,000 more, but that would be a stretch financially.
Yes. Even if the owner accepted your bid, securing a larger loan might be tough with your salary.
Question. What does the woman imply?
Number 6.
Hey, Liz, are you attending the communication training workshop this week?
Sure. I thought it was mandatory.
So did I, but it turns out it's not. Ironically, the HR manager failed to make that clear.
Honestly, it seems misguided to focus on helping employees improve communication when nothing in this company is transparent.
I know. The training workshop should be mandatory for everyone, including the managers and directors.
Let's hope it's a sign they're starting to focus more on employees. In the long run, that might lead to more transparency.
Question. What do these people think?
Number 7.
Have you noticed any changes in your vision since your last exam, Sandra?
Well, I don't think my current glasses prescription is right anymore. Even with my glasses on, things often look blurry, especially up close.
An outdated prescription is one possible cause. I'll also check for cataracts and astigmatism. They cause problems with focus as well.
Whatever it is, I hope you get to the bottom of it. I miss being able to read.
Well, no guarantees, but at least I can rule some things out today.
Question. What is one thing the man says to the woman?
Number 8.
Did you hear the news? The famous band from the 90s, the Lemon Ghosts, will be playing at the benefit concert for the local hospital next month.
Didn't the band break up years ago?
Yeah, I heard the members weren't even on speaking terms with each other for years.
I guess this must be a special appearance for them, then.
It's wonderful that they can put aside all the negativity between them for a worthwhile cause like this.
Question. What does the woman say about the band? Number 9.
What are your thoughts on the new tax legislation? They are cutting taxes for some of the wealthiest segments of society.
I know, and the middle class will suffer as usual. Based on my calculations, my taxes will likely increase a little next year under the new rules. Why should the rich reap the benefits?
My understanding is that the government is intent on stemming an exodus of the super-rich. It seems they've been leaving the country to avoid high taxes. When this happens, the government's overall tax revenues suffer.
So, by lowering taxes, the government hopes to persuade them to return or not to leave in the first place?
That seems to be the gist of it.
But how does that benefit people like us?
Well, the wealthy have the financial clout to establish new businesses or invest large sums into new technologies. The logic is that if such ventures succeed, they will boost employment and ultimately stimulate economic growth.
That's an interesting argument. I'm not convinced, though. I still think giving the middle class a tax break would be the just thing to do.
Question: what is the man's opinion?
Number 10.
What did you two think of that lecture?
It was interesting, but I thought it was a little biased.
What do you mean?
Well, the professor emphasized the benefits of genetic engineering, but he didn't say anything about the ethical issues or possible risks.
I suppose so. But it's true that genetic engineering has some major benefits.
Right. It's allowed scientists to create crops that can grow in extreme climates, for a start. That's helped improve food security for millions of people around the world.
I don't deny that it can be used for good purposes, but I also think it's dangerous to interfere with nature at such a fundamental level.
Okay, but farmers have been altering plants and animals for thousands of years through selective breeding.
Yes, but it's being done on a much larger scale these days. And I don't think scientists can predict the consequences. Genetically modified plants and animals could have a negative effect on biodiversity if they enter the environment.
That's true. But I think strict regulations can reduce the risks.
I agree with you on that point. But the technology has developed so quickly that there aren't sufficient laws relating to it at the moment.
I must admit, that is a little worrying. Let's hope new ones are introduced soon.
Question: what did these people agree on regarding genetic engineering?